Hello and welcome to another edition of Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Rafi Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is May 20th, 2020. And on episode 133, I believe, you're going to have to pay no attention to my heavy breathing. I just got done with a 5-mile run. It is Wednesday morning at 6:25 a.m., well, I just said in the morning, so it kind of spoke for itself. But, we're out there running. And last night it dawned on me that I hadn't recorded a podcast yet. While I was on my run, decided to try to think of some things to talk about. And it was kind of a perfect storm, perfect morning for this to happen. But woke up this morning feeling a little sluggish, and I'll be 100% transparent that on Monday, so I've been trying to run Mondays and Wednesdays. I picked up Fridays last week as well, 5 mile little down a ways and back, and missed it Monday because I was too tired, quote unquote, too tired. At some point I turned off my watch and my alarm didn't go off, so I couldn't, again, quotation marks, wake up for it. I made up with about, two miler later on. But this morning, same thing, feeling a little sluggish. My alarm woke me up. I laid there for a bit. My eyes stayed closed. But after about 4 minutes, I decided, you know, I was going to get up. So I made the decision to get up. And of course, now, after I'm done with it, I feel really good. But as I was on the run, about the 2.5 mile mark, so about 2 miles in, I realized how much my body hurt. Like we did sprints yesterday, and I thought of this as I'm running. Like, I know what sprints do to my body, right? They wreck me. Like, my legs, pretty much from toe to hip, bother me after, after sprints. So I knew that's what it was from. But then I had the thought, like, if I would have stayed in bed because of it, I know what staying in bed also does to my body. So making the choice between being comfortable and getting better. And I don't think I've been listening a lot, and I've mentioned it in the last couple podcasts during this shelter in place, listening a lot to David Goggins and Cameron Haynes. And Cameron Haynes has this, I think he even put it on a shirt, and it says, "Must be nice." And who that saying is for is for everybody that looks at someone like him, who is an Under Armour athlete, and really anyone in general. And we have had this conversation on here before about people thinking, oh, it's easy for someone because of this. It's that person had it easy because of that. And just this morning, like, having that thought of, I can stay in bed, which would be nice, or I can get up and work. And in a way, people would think, oh, it must be nice for him because he owns his own, you know, he owns his own business. He can do what he wants. Oh, it must be nice for him because, you know, that's what he gets to do all day. It's just work out. And it gives me the opportunity then to make a decision. So if you haven't picked on yet, we're talking about the opportunities that we're all given and the ones that we take, instead of the ones that sometimes no one takes. And my opportunity this morning was, and my choices, stay in bed and be comfortable, get out of bed and get better. And then while I was running, man, I'm really, really freaking sore. I have the option to stop or keep going. But with that choice, what you also have to see past that is, even if I stopped right where I was, which again was the 2 mile mark, I still got to complete 4 miles to get home. So why not run the extra half or full mile and then jog the rest of it back, right? So those were, again, the choices that I got to make. I could either stop and walk, or go about the same distance and jog it a bit. which of course that's what I chose to do. And just the thought and knowing that, you know, you're around people all the time, except for the last 3 months, and they probably have a big impact on your life, right? They have a big impact on you without even you really even knowing. And how they have that impact, you have the choice of how much you let it impact your life. So if I'm around a bunch of people back in 2013, and I'm bringing up my gym idea and how I plan it out, I want to start in the garage, and then, you know, once we get enough people, then we can find a space, and then once we have space, we get bigger and bigger, right? So I'm pretty much telling you exactly what was happening. And if I were to listen, or even if I were to take the looks off their face as words, it would have been, don't do it. You're going to fail. At some point, something's not going to keep working. And a lot of people I had my choices, right? I had my choice to listen to the person that was telling me, don't do it because it's not going to work out. Or I had the choice of listening to the people that 100% agreed and believed and run with that and keep chugging along. And, you know, I made a plan and I followed that plan and the plan worked. So it must be nice from my point of view to those people. It must be nice to not have to struggle to make yourself better. It must be nice to just kind of float through your daily life. It must be nice to never take a risk, right? So if I flip that around, and I'm hoping what I'm trying to do is I'm hoping to find that, you know, that one person that was on the fence. That's all I care is one person that was on the fence of doing something that they want to do. That's what this one's about, right? That's what this is, and that's what those sayings are. So take that. You're on the fence, right? And you are talking to me, and you're thinking, oh, it must be nice because this motherfucker gets to be home, he owns his own company, he owns his own business, and gets to set his own hours, gets to work out all the time. And then if I were to say to you, so you just said that to me, and I say to you, it must be nice not to have to challenge yourself. It must be nice not to take a risk at all. It must be nice to just kind of float through your day. Let that sink in and let it really work, right? A lot of people will hear it, but people don't take things in and let it settle. It's just kind of like, oh yeah, like a good morning, right? Like you ever say good morning to somebody or how's it going? And they say, great, good, how are you? And then they're just walking as they're, you know, walking away as they're asking a question. It's one of those things usually. So, but take that, let it sink in. And what I'm hoping is that it doesn't feel or sound good to you. Because this shelter in place it's given me a lot. I will say that, although, I mean, and I'm not, please don't think I'm saying it in money terms. But it's given me a whole lot and a new perspective and perspectives on things. And what it's actually shown me is that, like, this, if some people had to be entrepreneurs and had to, you know, create something in order to, like, produce and make a living and do that kind of thing, like, this shelter in place has really shown me, like, a lot of people couldn't do it. And so if you're listening to this and you are doing your own thing, and you are still open and you are still, you know, able to pay bills, and all that kind of stuff, like, I applaud you, because I think a lot of people are getting a taste of what, you know, working for yourself is, owning your own business is, with the shelter in place. Because it's, so if I had a regular desk job, I don't even know what that means, but I went to an office, I sat at a desk, but then shelter in place happened. in regards to, you know, oh, you could bring your desk home. I get that, but let's just say that wasn't an option. Like, I would be able to find something to do, and my mind works in such a way that I would find something to do to supplement the money, whatever it is. Oh, I'm going to sell stuff on Facebook Marketplace. I'm going to, you know, whatever it is. But I've found that a lot of people can't do that and won't do that and will wait for something to be given rather than going and take something that they could, really not even taking it. They're earning it, right? At that point, because we don't really earn money when we don't work for ourselves. We're given money for a job that we did, you know, with certain specifications. But I've learned that a lot of people couldn't cut it with entrepreneurship. So if you are someone who owns their own business, you're still open, I applaud the hell out of you. Keep going. We're hoping that our business and what we do best is back at it come June. We haven't been given any specific dates. We just know some people that own a gym in Sacramento where they have been given, and so is my father-in-law, who works at a distribution type plant for things, and the guidelines seem to be 250 square feet per person or employee, no more than 8 people. That's including the coach or manager in spaces. Things have to be clean, of course, all that stuff. But we're hoping with the guidelines that we're seeing there, and there's a gym in Pleasant Hill, really well-known gym that will be opening up. I think they're already open as I'm talking this morning. They intend to do Murph this coming Monday, which unfortunately we can't because we haven't been given the okay to open, which is another thing. So we're taking those guidelines and we're implementing them at the gym, and we're excited for what is possible because we were down there yesterday, Tuesday, to mark more things out, make the markings better, and we can fit 8 plus a coach, but if it's only allowed for 7, whatever, we got it planned out. But we're just taking those specifications and what they're putting out there because they seem to know people that we don't. And just kind of rolling with it. But with the last little idea here, I got a tip of, oh, this gym's opening and they're going to, and looking at all their stuff, oh, they're doing Murph. I'm like, fuck, I want to do Murph. Like, I'm going to do Murph. And for those that don't know what Murph is, or, you know, you don't have the opportunity to do it on Memorial Day, it's a hero workout, which I love doing. It is a mile run. Oh, this is for time. A mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then another mile run after that stuff is done in between. And it's for time. And you do it in honor of Michael Murph Murphy, which you can Google his name if you want the backstory. But I will be doing it. I'll just be doing it at home with no one around and no one to applaud. And I started thinking, like, man, the stuff that we've missed this year because of this fucking coronavirus, and this will bring me full circle, like, I have a choice to be bummed about what we haven't been able to do as a gym, or while I was on my run this morning, I could be excited for how big of a third/fourth quarter of 2020 we're gonna have. So the events that we have missed will include Murph, will include our well-known and well-loved Laura Volk MEF in-house competition. And we would have missed out on our, we did an office-themed, like, board game-style workout. We had one of those planned, and that's missed. All of the bingos, like, the list can go on and on. But instead of this morning, I took the mindset I had the choice. I could either dwell in the fact that we didn't, quote unquote, didn't get to do them, or I get to be excited about the opportunity to flood the end of our year with all these fun things, you know, granted and provided that we don't have to keep distances and I'm hoping by Thanksgiving time, we're all sitting around a table, more than thankful to be sitting around a table with more than just our immediate family. So I am now making the choice to get excited rather than feel anger or resentment for not being able to do, these at least 10 items. So get ready for a busy third and fourth quarter, but we're hoping it starts with June 1st. I mean, I'm hoping that's a date that we get to open our doors again and get to see all of you again. So yeah, that's it, guys. Thank you for listening as always. Keep checking the Facebook pages. We do send out the email updates as well. YouTube will have all of our workouts, which will probably continue on after the shelter in place is lifted for gyms. So if you have questions about that, how that's going to work, please let us know. We're going to also have some, because of the limited spaces, we'll probably be doing one-on-one personal training as well, a little bit more. We might add a few class times here and there throughout the day to accommodate those people that might have missed out, on their regular 5 p.m. or whatever class. So be on the lookout for that. If you're interested in one-on-one personal training, let us know. I think that's about it. Oh, if you're someone who has really enjoyed just working out at home, let us know because we're also going to put a membership together probably for something along the lines of people want to work out at home. We can help you get the equipment that you would need if you were following along our programming. Because after this is done, again, we're going to try to put up the YouTube video still as part as our online membership. And if you're an online member, we were willing to give you like a list of things to purchase when the time is right, so that you can do and have an above adequate workout with following along with the videos like you have been doing now. So if that's something that interests you, let us know. We're compiling a list of equipment and ways that we could go about you buying it, we buying it for you, coming and setting it up, showing you things, all that stuff. So that might be a membership option here once this is over. So also be on the lookout. We are going to be collecting our equipment back once we have our dates. So make sure you have your stuff. We're going to ask you to clean it off before you get there, but we also will be cleaning everything off before we reopen. I think we probably cleaned more equipment than we have in the past, 3 months than we have the first part of the year. But that's it, guys. Make sure you make your choices and know that you have your choices to make. We'll see you hopefully in the gym not too far off. Have a great day.